This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Live from the PetroServe USA studios, this is What's on Your Mind. Call us 701-271-1100. Text us 701-237-1590. What's on Your Mind is on. And now here's your host, Scott Hennin.
Well, if you ask me where I come from, a special Flag Day edition. Here's what I tell everyone of What's on Your Mind. I was born by
big event planned. We'll tell you about that in a little bit from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. today at our studios to celebrate Flag Day from the flag, of course. Brought to you today by the North Dakota Petroleum Foundation. Did you know that the oil and natural gas industry touches every corner of North Dakota? It's true. Learn more at ndpetroleum.org. North Dakota oil and natural gas advancing the possibilities. Fox News' Tanya J. Powers joins us now to talk a little bit about Flag Day. Tanya, thanks for joining us. How are you?
Sure. Thanks for having me on.
So what do we need to know about Flag Day?
Well, I can tell you where this came from, because keep in mind, this is, you know, it's a holiday. We sort of observe it by presidential proclamation, but it's not a federal holiday. So your banks aren't closed and, you know, you'll get your mail and things like that. But it is a significant day in the history of our country, because when the American Revolution broke out in 1775, the colonists basically, you know, had their regiments. They were kind of, you know, had their own little like banners and like battle flags and things like that. And in June of 1775, the Second Continental Congress was meeting in Philadelphia, and they created the Continental Army. They thought, okay, we probably should have a little bit more of a, you know, an organized force here to fight. And they sort of had the Continental colors, which was really kind of the first flag. It was comprised of 13 red and white alternating stripes. It had a Union Jack in the corner. And George Washington at some point, he went, you know, probably isn't a great idea to have a flag that incorporates part of the flag that we're trying to, you know, get away from, basically. So a couple of years after that, they were, you know, sidetracked a little bit by the, you know, Revolutionary War and Declaration of Independence and everything that followed. In 1777, on this date, June 14th, the Second Continental Congress was doing the Articles of Confederation, and they took a minute and passed the resolution that set forth what, you know, would be the design of the flag, the first design of the flag anyway. It said that the flag of the United States will be 13 stripes, alternate red and white, that the Union will be 13 stars, white in a blue field, and it will represent a new constellation. Of course, that has changed a little bit over the years with the number of stars. But for the most part, that's it. And that resolution, like I said, was adopted on this date in 1777. President Woodrow Wilson, in 1916, decided to officially establish June 14th as Flag Day to, you know, mark the anniversary of that resolution, which is why you have Flag Day done as a presidential proclamation, not as a federal holiday. Last week, President Biden said, you know, he issued his proclamation that today would be Flag Day and that this would actually be Flag Week, which is something that, you know, gets done every year during each administration. They do a presidential proclamation on Flag Day.
So we have to re-up every year, huh?
the way it's done, apparently so.
Fascinating history, though. Really appreciate the run through and a refresher on all of that. Why it is we celebrate the flag and how long that's been happening, and that's great. So appreciate your history lesson for us today, Tanya.
No problem. Thanks for having me on. Good to talk to you.
You bet. Tanya Powers from Fox News on the origin of Flag Day. I learned something there. Love it. Betsy Ross, way to go, Betsy!
Right?
She's the best. Let's see what else we have here for you today. I have lots of listeners that want to weigh in by text. You can always do that. You can call us, 701-271-1100. Jim, the flagpole guy, is going to be here at the bottom of the hour. And he will be part of the Flag Day fun as well, from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. at our studios, 2852 Thunder Road, Fargo. Again, apologies to our friends out west that it's a little bit of a drive for you. But I know you'll be celebrating with us in spirit for Flag Day. But we'll be honoring the flag today, symbol of freedom and liberty. National anthem at 11 a.m. Top Dog, Hot Dog, Cart will be here today, so come on by and have lunch here with us and celebrate Flag Day. Fargo Phillies Cart as well. We're doing a straw poll, so you get a chance to write down who your presidential candidate is. Who's your favorite? We'll announce the winners tomorrow on the program. Can't wait. See who wins the big straw poll. We're doing that here today. We also are giving away a flagpole from Jim the Flagpole Guy, so you can register for that. I see the Games to Go folks are here. Did you see them pull up, Kev?
Yep. I was just out there checking out the site.
Yeah.
Getting it all together.
They're getting that ready to roll, so that's awesome. And also we'll be giving away unlimited wristband certificates to Thunder Road. The wristband good for mini golf, go-karts, batting cages, bumper cars, laser tag, and you can use those until 3 o'clock today. Here's the really big thing I want you to know. If you are a veteran, if you are a member of law enforcement or a first responder, lunch is on us today, okay? Free lunch. All that courtesy of our fine sponsors, Freedom Matters USA, Hanson Runsbold Funeral Home, Games to Go, Thunder Road, Fargo Air Museum, ND Flagpole Guy, our man Jim, and Kingpins. So, come on by and join us today, 11 to 2 o'clock. Right outside in the parking lot. It's a perfect day for it. 2852 Thunder Road in Fargo. We're going to have ourselves a blast today and invite you to come on by and join the fun today. When's the last time you celebrated Flag Day?
I know every day.
I know there's a lot.
We just got a new one, too.
Oh,
we just got a new one put on our old flagpole.
Did you?
It hangs on the house, yep.
Very nice. Well, I know there's a lot of patriots in our listening audience, but Flag Day kind of just comes and goes, and we decided this year it shouldn't just come and go. It should be a thing. So we're going to have some fun today.
Came across a video from our friends Chicks on the Right. They've been on the program before.
They have.
If you're watching the stream, this happened at your White House here. I'll just put it up. If you're watching on the screen, there you go. There's a man with fake breasts, and there's a woman with no breasts that had them removed, and they're dancing in front of the White House, and they're on the lawn. Look at that.
Yeah.
Isn't that exciting? That happened at your Capitol.
Photo op.
Yeah, there's the flags behind him, and with the pride flag right in the middle.
Right.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. I didn't see any of those videos. That just is.
Thankfully, the White House came to their senses. And
yeah, and Jill Biden says decency is on the ballot.
I guess it is.
Yeah. Okay.
We know we get in the way of decency from.
Yeah,
you're exactly right. Texter says, when President Trump wins, I hope he sends the Red Cross ship that he sent to New York during COVID and all that. Do not like the USA. Give a free trip to China for anybody in that ship. Be fun to see how many take him up on the offer. There'll be a lot of them.
That's, you know what, that's such a great point. I mean, why is Rosie O'Donnell not living somewhere else? Why is Madonna still living here?
Right.
Where are all these people that when it's 2016, well, we're leaving? Now, none of them left. Where are you going to go?
271-1100 to weigh in here. Give us a call or text 237-1590. Texter says, Blinken is meeting with so many buyers and bribers of Biden who are all enemies of the U.S. Whether or not Joe agrees, it looks like Blinken replaced Hunter as his bag man. Yeah, he's headed to China. So,
what will he be something to be said there.
Exactly right. Great point.
Blinken is Biden's new bag man. That's good. Yeah, Hunter's going to be a little busy.
Somebody sent us I guess it looks like a calling card or a commercial of Vivek Ramaswamy.
Yeah.
Anti-woke conservative Republican for the President of the United States. I like that. Anti-woke. Yeah. Put that right there in your campaign slogan, right?
Yeah. No wokery here.
Exactly. He is great.
He really is.
Love the fact that he was down in Miami yesterday.
Yep.
Condemning what was happening to a political opponent of his.
Yeah, he's calling out everybody on the Republican primary ticket to sign a paper saying they, if they get elected, they'll pardon Trump.
More of your texts, calls as well. Welcome. It's 271-1100 to call us, 237-1590 to text us. After a short break, brought to you today by Swanson Hyperbarics. Hyperbaric oxygen treatment can show you improvements inside and out. It affects the aging of blood cells. HPOT can help repair skin, smooth out fine lines and wrinkles. The treatment can help you feel younger by providing muscles and joints with more oxygen and improved circulation. There's a lot of things it can help with. Find the list and more about it at SwansonHyperbarics.com. SwansonHyperbarics.com. Better yet, schedule a consult with Dr. Beachy at Swanson Hyperbarics. Have that conversation. Call them at 929-3930 for an appointment. SwansonHyperbarics.com.
Ready to launch your small business or take your farm from some acres to a lot of acres? How about that big proposal?
Will you marry me?
Or that huge surprise? That forever dream home. The one you can take anywhere. Wherever you are in life, be sure you're ready to say yes. First International Bank and Trust. Say yes to living first. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Navigating the complex world of Medicare can be challenging, but you don't have to go it alone. The North Dakota Insurance Department offers free and unbiased Medicare assistance to all North Dakotans through the State Health Insurance Counseling Program. Counselors are available to assist with forms, claims, coverage options, appeals, and more. To speak with a counselor, call 888-575-6611 or visit insurance.nd.gov. This ad paid for by the North Dakota Insurance Department with funds from the Administration for Community Living.
Think about this winter. You're going along, snow blowing, and then you hit that uneven sidewalk or a large crevice in your driveway. The blower hits you right in the gut, and your hands hurt. Have you had enough?
Bramjack North can help. Level that concrete and put an end to your pain. Contact us now for a free estimate and to learn more at pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com. And have an easy winter.
H.A. Thompson & Sons, helping people for over 100 years save money by doing it right the first time. Now they build unique maintenance programs that apply a financial and mechanical solution to lower your owning and operating costs. They didn't like the old model in the industry, which was providing services and billing hours for repairs instead of getting paid for making your equipment run more efficiently and reliably. H.A. Thompson & Sons can tell you more. Call them at 223-3393, 701-223-3393, or at hatandsons.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend
and flourish or something? What is it?
Stars and Stripes Forever.
Oh, is it?
Yep. Sean Philip Sousa.
Love it. Love it, love it, love it. Back on What's on Your Mind. Brought to you today in part by our friends at PetroServe USA, home cooking, grab-and-go convenience awaits you for lunch today. Let's see, how about...
Did you say stuffed peppers in Glendon earlier today?
I did, yep.
Oh, man, the food truck's here, though.
Stuffed
peppers? That is a conundrum for me. Stuffed peppers are delish.
You're traveling Highway 10. Cruise on into the PetroServe USA in Glendon for stuffed peppers lasagna, NP Avenue, downtown Fargo. Same with Euclid. Southern Chicken Bowl at 45th Street. Swedish Meatballs or Chicken Tenders, West Main Avenue, West Fargo. Home cooking at Valley City, Harwood, and 12th Avenue and I-29 locations, too. PetroServe USA. Home cooking, grab-and-go convenience awaits. Just tell them Scott sent you. You're going to love it. You're going to love it. We have some of the comments of Vivek Ramaswamy yesterday. And you know what? This guy's gutsy. He literally goes to the courthouse. He's an opponent of President Trump's for the nomination, and he's down there standing in solidarity with him at the Miami courthouse. Let's listen to some of this.
That brings me to my second announcement that I'm going to make today.
Yeah, decent crowd there, too.
An announcement of a letter that my campaign has sent to every other campaign in this race. To Mike Pence, to Nikki Haley, to Larry Elder, to RFK Jr., to Marianne Williamson, to Doug Burgum, to Perry Johnson, to Chris Christie, to Ron DeSantis, the governor of the state where we are today, who by any measure is not here today in his own state. I will tell you that we have sent this letter, and I'm happy to announce... This is my commitment on January 20th, 2025, if I'm elected the next U.S. president, to pardon Donald J. Trump for these offenses in this federal case. And I have challenged, I have demanded that every other candidate in this race either sign this commitment to pardon on January 20th, 2025, or else to explain why they are not. And I will tell you something. It's going to be difficult for those other candidates to sign this letter. The reason it's going to be difficult for them is the same reason it's difficult for me. The donor class has been calling every Republican candidate and telling us to stay away from this, not to touch it from a 10-foot pole, not to keep your distance away for Trump. That is what the donor class is telling us. That's what they're telling the other candidates. I refuse to abide by being a disciple of the donor class. I think that we need to declare independence from our donor class in the Republican Party. That is why I challenge every one of the other candidates to actually act on their convictions. If you're not going to pardon President Trump on January 20, 2025, you deserve to say why, and we will hold you accountable, just as we're holding the Biden administration accountable. That's what we need more of in this country. Honesty, integrity, an actual purpose for our country in a way that puts America first, not our political interests first.
Guy's brave.
Yeah, he's I love the guy.
Calling out the others. Yep. I mean, he really is. He's
another private sector guy, too.
Fireplug. Love it. And no word on whether or not anybody's accepting his challenge.
What I most love about him is, you know, he's the child of immigrants, immigrated legally. He's an entrepreneur. He came up. He lived the dream. I mean, he's got a ton of money too, and I mean, he's a walking, talking American success story. Not and he's another one. This country is not racist, systemically racist. How am I standing here with all my money, and did I get to do what I got to do? If this country is what you say it is, that's why I love the guy. It's like he's a walking, talking testament to it.
Fabulous. Somebody sent us a photo here, and I don't know where this is, but it's a bunch of flags in a park with the comment, "You don't see this every day. Bet Fargo doesn't do this, but small towns do. Don't discredit small town Minnesota."
Oh, you bet.
Kevin, does Frazee do it? I think Perm.
Oh, yeah.
I think Perm
yep.
does.
We have them in the city park all the time, too. They fill it up. By the world's largest turkey.
It's awesome. And by the way, we never discredit small-town Minnesota. We love small-town Minnesota. Absolutely love it. Texter says, Scott, this is absolutely a political prosecution, but knowing that makes Trump's behavior all the more puzzling. When you know the hyenas are after you, you probably don't slather yourself in barbecue sauce and go for a walk on the Serengeti. He all but confessed to one of the indictments in his stump speech yesterday when he referred to the FBI taking photos of the documents he had told the FBI he didn't have. And oh, by the way, he then instructed his lawyer to sign an affidavit stating he didn't have them. Am I mad Hillary wasn't prosecuted? Yes. Again, I have to ask, why didn't either Attorney General Jeff Sessions or Bill Barr bring charges? Trump had 4 years to do it. In the end, Trump is his own worst enemy. Conservatism thrived before him. He will do so after he is gone. All right? A little different opinion than we heard today. All opinions welcome here on the program. Somebody else wants a Trump Vivek ticket. How about that? Joan Moorhead, you're next on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead, Joan.
Oh, hello. Yeah, Vivek, he's a great guy, too. Glad you had him on. Just what a wonderful program you have today. Love the music. And just wanted to comment how great it is that Trump's birthday was on Flag Day, too. That's pretty cool. And just you were wondering, the question is, what could Trump do? I think, you know, what lots of people have been saying, is to drain the swamp, like you guys have been saying, and that's what he wants to do so bad. They've been going after him since he, you know, came down the escalator constantly. And one of my brothers, just a comment of one of my brothers had said, because we're always talking about how they're trying to go after him for this and trying to go after him for that. They can never find anything on him. Never, you know, even with the Russiagate thing, when they went after him, knowing that we all knew he was innocent of the Russia collusion thing. But what I was thinking is they wanted to go after him to find something in his history that they could go after him for. And I was sure that they'd find some little tiny thing in his business that they could convict him on or go after him for. There has to be something with somebody that's worked around the world with his businesses, with all the mob bosses.
I know what you're trying to say. And it is amazing when you think of the scrutiny that he has withstood. And the best they can do is that document shouldn't have been there. It should have been here. And, you know, forgetting that we have a Presidential Records Act. So, great points. Joan, appreciate the call. Thank you. Another listener says, Happy Flag Day and Happy Birthday, U.S. Army! Thanks for pushing this out. Everyone has everything has a cost. Never let people forget the blood, sweat, and tears that have gone into making this country the greatest place on earth.
Amen.
That's right. Everybody that served in the Army, we salute you. And those serving now as well. Short break. Back with Jim the Flagpole Guy when we come back.
With a history in North Dakota dating back 70 years, Hess Corporation is committed to making a positive impact across communities in the Bakken. Hess, making significant commitments to improve our environment, targeting zero routine flaring by 2025. Committed to the production of clean, sustainable energy for the nation and the world through significant reductions in our carbon footprint. Hess, a trusted energy partner for North Dakota.
Here at the University of Mary, we are committed to supporting our nation's heroes with a full range of military-friendly degree plans. Whether you're active duty, reserve, or retired, our military services team is ready to help you maximize your education benefits and pursue your calling on your terms. Explore your options today at online.umary.edu/military. That's online.umary.edu/military.
USA News update. What's next for former President Trump in the classified documents case? Finding someone cleared to look at the documents, the defense team must choose someone to apply for permission to view some of the classified documents at the center of the case. Lots of the South, especially Florida, will feel the heat today. Temperatures topping 105 in the feels-like category. Miami Fire Lieutenant Pete Sanchez says the usual advice applies.
If you're doing strenuous activity outside, try to avoid it. Maybe take it inside as well. And the important thing is the water. And something we stress, that we always stress, not only today, is don't leave your children or your pets unattended in the vehicles.
From Texas to Georgia, the issue is a big front that'll bring winds, hail, tornado, even the straight-line wind event called a derecho. We'll find out later today if the Fed does what most experts expect, put a hold on raising interest rates for the moment. Rich Johnson, USA News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Listen to the people of America.
Lock Joe Biden up, free Donald Trump. Lock Joe Biden up, free Donald Trump.
Yo, I don't think they heard us the first time. Look, 33,000 emails down the drain. Wanna act like Hillary and get a damn thing. Everybody know the GOAT finna come back again if they lock.
What in the world is this?
You gotta get hip to Loza Alexander, man. This guy is great. He dropped this video a day ago, and he's 40,000 views so far.
We already seen the evilness.
He's the one that did Let's Go Brandon. Remember the rap Let's Go Brandon?
I do. Yeah,
Loza Alexander on YouTube. He's awesome. This is a brand new one. Indicted We Stand. Is the name of it. Free Donald Trump, lock Joe Biden up.
What do we have for Flag Day music left?
I was kind of liking that. But, oh, we got tons. Tons. Got to maybe do a little Army.
You're right. We should play the Army song.
Yeah.
We got to give a little love to the fact that it is...
Birth of the Army today.
The birthday of the United States Army today. All our Army friends out there. You find the Army song, and I will remind everybody that Freedom Matters USA is sponsoring Flag Day today, and we are doing a little celebration right outside in the Flag Family Headquarters parking lot, 2852 Thunder Road. Great spot for lunch today because we have the Fargo Phillies card here and Top Dog Hot Dog as well. So great spot. Great spot for lunch, okay? Remember that? Come on by, and we're going to have some fun celebrating and honoring the United States flag, the symbol of freedom and liberty. So, Patriots, you're invited to celebrate with us today. National Anthem at 11. The food trucks will be here till 2. We're doing a straw poll. So you can tell us who your pick is for the presidential nomination as well. Doing a flagpole giveaway, games from Games to Go, and a lot more, and... we'll have a limited number of wristband certificates to Thunder Road, good for mini golf, go-karts, batting cages, bumper cars, and laser tag today until 3 o'clock on Flag Day. Okay? So you can head next door and enjoy the fun there. And veterans, law enforcement, and first responders get a free lunch today. So lots of reasons to come on by. Freedom Matters USA, ND Flagpole Guy, Jim's going to be here giving away a flagpole. Kingpins, Hanson Runs Volt Funeral Home, Fargo Air Museum, Games to Go, and Thunder Road. All fine sponsors on the program. So, take all that in. We got an Army song, do we?
Absolutely.
March along, sing a song. We're the Army and proud of our name. We're the Army and proud of our name.
Beautiful. Happy birthday, U.S. Army, and everyone involved. Absolutely love that. Before Jim the Flagpole guy gets in here, a couple of texts that I still have not got to. One of them, and I don't know, I have no idea what this person's talking about. Kevin, maybe you do. Are there any updates on the Gibson guitar gig bag that was next to the documents in a picture the FBI took at Mar-a-Lago?
I hadn't heard anything about that.
Seems a little strange, doesn't it?
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah. All right. So I'm not.
See, I'm the one not paying attention to documents and indictments and Trump and whatever. I got my eye on the border, kind of, you know, trying to keep an eye on where these millions of illegal immigrants are landing. What's going on with them? You know, children trafficked. You know, all over the world. That's going on every day. But let's worry about some document stuff.
No kidding.
I mean, you got to be kidding me. Who cares? But everybody cares.
Back to your earlier question. Ugh. Here's my advice to Trump. Put God first and then America, and give God the credit for your success and don't take it all for himself. God bless the flag.
Hey, all glory to God.
Thank you for that.
None of us are here without him.
No kidding. Another texter. I think the flags should be flown upside down. According to U.S. flag code,
yeah.
Flying the American flag upside down is only meant to be done as a signal of dire distress in instances of extreme danger to life or property. Remember up by Ross? Ray? It was Ray, North Dakota. There was a farmer that had his flag upside down, and a lot of people were upset about that. And he said the reason he was doing it is because he saw the U.S. is in distress. And I think he wanted to tick off his neighbors, which is unfortunate. Like Kevin, I'm done with personality politics. My suggestion for Trump's second term is, among the usual demands of the job, backing an Article 5 convention. We need to return the good civics and civics education.
Amen.
Melania, I think the first naturalized first lady could do a lot to demonstrate why America is special enough to devote your allegiance to. Appreciate that very much. Well, here he is, ladies and gentlemen, the one and only Jim, the flagpole guy, arrived for the big day, Flag Day.
Yay.
At 2852 Thunder Road in Fargo. Are you excited for Flag Day?
Nice shirt, yeah.
My man.
Nice to be here. Oh, it's been busy, you know. This is a busy time of year for a flagpole guy, Mr. Scott.
It is.
Thanks to all the patient people out there that helped me.
Go, go, go. Gotta make hay when the sun shines, as they say.
Mm-hmm. I like when they call more than once, too, and say, hey, you didn't forget about me. I'm like, no, sir. You're just as important to all the rest, or ma'am.
You're on my list.
Most of the people I talk to are sir or ma'am. They're not. They, them. I don't know why. I was taking a poll, and they're all sir or ma'am.
Yeah, I imagine.
Is that right?
Real world stuff there.
Yeah. And they're buying a flag. I'm connecting the dots. Yeah. That's beautiful.
So how old is our flag now?
You're going to have to do the math.
Is it 247?
I think it is, yep.
How important is that flag? When you look at it, you know, and you think about it, like our whole country is wrapped up in this one piece of cloth in some ways.
Oof, no kidding.
You know, why do we have a flag? Why is that important? I mean, I guess it lets everybody know who we belong to or what we believe. And then I guess you see... We have leaders that don't prescribe to that narrative anymore, you know, like they're counteractive to what my grandpa taught me. So then now where are we? What's that flag mean? You think about what the flag meant to so many other people, and Johnny Cash is singing about the ragged old flag, and we all heard all the stories of all the people that have something wonderful to share about what the flag means to them, you know. And, well, in 1777, they initiated this symbol of freedom, Scott, that, you know, they had to have something to gather them, and they could all point to the same reason for the fight they're taking. And, it's kind of humbling. After I became the flagpole guy, I learned that my forefather, Captain Oliver Perry Abraham Swartout, gave the blue of his jacket for the first Second Continental Congress battle flag that flew over Fort Schuyler.
That's an amazing story. How'd you find that out again?
My cousin called me and said, you know, we're royalty in America, the Swartout name. I'm like, yeah, I know. And then I said, why? She says, oh, well, we looked it up in the library. We have a book in the Library of Congress called The Swartout Chronicles, dated 1892. And when I was in D.C., I went and I found it. And, well, I couldn't see it because it's really in fragile condition. And I suppose if you threw enough stink, you'd probably let you see it. But I didn't have time or the procedure at the time. But that book existed. Captain Oliver Perry Abraham Swartout is in there, celebrated as giving his jacket away. Now, that was Fargo, that was August of 1777, so it was hot. And I guess he really didn't need that jacket quite yet. But, you know, we all know what comes around goes around, right?
No kidding.
Maybe he was going to get another one. But, you know, that meant that much to him, that he was a part of that, and our family's part of that. We also invented the waffle iron, also an opera singer, lots of great people in the military. And it just, if we all were to look back, we'd find heroism, because we're all not here because we're weak. You know, all our families fought something.
No kidding.
The American flag stands for.
Let me take a couple calls here. Joe and Lamore, you're next on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead, Joe.
Yeah, you remember how bad Obama was? I thought he was just terrible. He lit the White House up in rainbow colors. Now we have Biden, and I think he's even worse than Obama. Obama had the border open. He got gay marriage passed, and I was against all that, and the border was just unbelievably bad. But Biden has beat him on the border. Biden is more corrupt with all this. Now they think he got $2.5 million payments. Hunter got one and he got one, and they might be able to prove that. And what I think he's behind what's going on with Trump. So I just, I think both these presidents, they open the border and, they have the morals of a goat, and, they are just absolutely, like you've seen the other day with Biden with a picture of the trans at the White House, and then the trans was showing his, he had this top off, and I just sit back and I can't believe how bad this is.
You're not alone, Joe. You're not alone. We all feel like we're living through a nightmare, and hoping it will end
it
soon.
I heard some nice things coming out of Starbucks yesterday. I guess Starbucks is not allowing certain, LGBT. Flags anymore or something?
Is that right?
So money talks. I guess Starbucks has been taking a hit.
Interesting. Joe, appreciate the call. Thank you for that very much. The flag has seen a lot.
It has.
But you have to wonder if it isn't right up there of things that have us all shaking our head. And on that list has to be some of the worst of the worst. More with Jim the Flagpole Guy coming up.
Brian Cronk here from Collins & Cronk, Raymond James. As a listener, you have probably heard me saying, stick to the plan during these difficult times. But what if you don't have a plan? No problem. Call Collins & Cronk today. We can design a recovery strategy for your portfolio and start a financial plan for you.
Call Collins & Cronk to get a recovery strategy for your portfolio and a goal plan for your life. 701-235-0119. Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Collins & Cronk is not a broker dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
Discover kinder care.
Kinder Care is assisted living homes located in West Fargo, offering adult daycare services, companion care, and assisted living, all the services you need available at Kinder Care, plus home-cooked meals, 24-hour security, personal care, and more, all in a cozy family environment located on 3 acres of land in the scenic, quiet country setting in West Fargo. KinderCareFargo.com or call 701-261-3246.
At Gateway Building Systems, we understand that the success of your farm is dependent on storage. As the number one Brock bin dealer in the U.S., we'll provide you with Brock solid bins, grain dryers, millwright services, towers, conveyors, and much more. We've helped farmers customize their operations, and it's our mission to do the same for you. From planning and design to completed clean and efficient farm sites, you can rest assured knowing that Gateway will provide you with the best storage solutions. Make sure to take advantage of discounts on our Brock solid bins. For more information, go online to gatewaybuilding.com.
It's about tradition, values, and family ties. Pucklett Chevrolet's tradition of giving back to our community remains a priority, and that's why we've partnered with these local nonprofit organizations and events. And our tradition of giving this community a fair and honest offer continues as we promise to never charge over MSRP. And if you're not finding the perfect new vehicle for you, your lifestyle, or your budget, let us help custom order it for you at Pucklett Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
What's on your mind? Brought to you today by Gateway Building Systems. We understand the success of your farm is dependent on storage. They're the number one Brock bin dealer in the U.S., so they can provide you with Brock solid bins, grain dryers, millwright services, towers, conveyors, and more. They've helped farmers customize their operations, and they want to do the same for you. That's their mission. Planning, design, all the way to completed, clean, and efficient farm sites. You can rest assured knowing that Gateway will provide you with the best storage solutions. Make sure to take advantage of discounts right now on Brock solid bins. For more information, go to gatewaybuilding.com, gatewaybuilding.com. Here's a call that came in off the air. Jim?
Hi. Just want to say I enjoy your show, and Jim the flagpole guy is a great guy. I had a client that wanted a flagpole, but they didn't have property to do it, not enough land. Jim came up with a plan on how to secure it to the side of the building, met me there one evening, got it done, did a great job. He's a true patriot. Just want to give my support to Jim the Flagpole Guy, and happy Flag Day. Thank you.
You are a patriot.
Thank you.
And, you know, however you display the flag, in that case on the side of a building or at a flagpole or whatever, I mean, I can't think of anything that is a better antidote to everything that's happening in this country.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Because it's seen a lot, that flag.
Yes, it has.
And, you know, if you find yourself enormously frustrated, we talk to people every day that are just fit to be tied or what's going on in this country. In my mind, the answer is the flag.
Well, it has to be something, right? We all can't keep running in 100 directions. And I think it's really sad that our children aren't learning, you know, our history. You know, they're being diverted from knowing the truth. So we're going to have to step in and fill the gap. And I've got lots of ideas, and they always seem to come to fruition about 6 years later in a different fashion. But, you know, I'm trying to do my best to inform people of the history. And I think I'm more here to inform those that should be informing those, that we all should be informing each other of the history of America. And we're not here by, you know, some accident that we have such a nice existence. You know, travel the world and see how others have not evolved. Take, for instance, some of the stands over there, those wreck stands over there. You know, the same old mud hut for the last 6,000 years. No, come on. We're Americans. We are a step above. We're actually rich in many. I've been to Guatemala 5 times, not tooting my own horn. But there's people better than me that said, hey, you'd be good in Guatemala. Come help us, you know, take the focus off yourself and go help somebody else. That's America. And that's what that flag means. It's all enveloped in the goodness of sacrifice and love for one another. And that's my summarization. A lot of people maybe said it better, but right now in today's day and age, we need to understand that, yes, our country is under attack, and it's under attack by what I would declare is communist-believing people that rather than talk to you and debate, they shut you down, and then they control all the buttons, and we just want to say we're Americans, and the flag's been fought over. Freedom's been fought in different ways. We just need to fight in the technological ways that we have today.
At a bare minimum, the minimum you can do is to fly the flag. So, and Jim will help you choreograph that perfectly for your own particular setting. Just got a beautiful picture there from someone that put a flagpole up, and they're out in the lawn chairs staring at it, you know?
And it's really cool because the town is Mohall, North Dakota, and from the south, I think County Road 9, you ride up there, and it's a house that was owned by the same lady for a long time. Well, she's still maybe alive, but the house was sold, you know, and this young couple bought it. And, you know, it's a busy street, and everybody likes to stop and say hi and maybe have a beverage or whatever. And they're both freshly retired out of the Air Force, and they put this flagpole right out in the middle, kind of like a courtyard setting. So, and when you drive by, it's just perfect. It's beautiful.
Awesome.
And they sit out there and just watch it at night, and then people stop in and say hi. That's really what the American flag's all about, is community.
And Jim is giving away a flagpole today when you come on over to the Flag Day celebration here at the Flag, 2852 Thunder Road in Fargo. You will have a chance to register for that. Plus, we have Top Dog, Hot Dog, and Fargo Phillies cards. So you can have lunch here today, the National Anthem here shortly, games to go. We're doing a straw poll, so you can tell us who your favorite candidate is. Freedom Matters USA, Hanson Runsvold, Games to Go, Thunder Road, Fargo Air Museum, Kingpins, and North Dakota Flagpole Guy, all sponsoring that. And remember, we're honoring veterans, law enforcement, and first responders with a free lunch today, 2852 Thunder Road. So come on by and see us. Brought to you today by our friend Mike Lindell. Have you had my coffee yet? It's really good. Starts with the beans grown in Honduras, where the climate is perfect growing conditions to produce the best beans ever. Every single batch tested to make sure it meets the very highest industry standard. All the production done right here in the USA, or ground whole bean or single serve coffee pods, certified organic, non-GMO. You're getting that small batch specialty coffee delivered monthly right to your front door. Save 50% on my coffee when you use the promo code SCOTT Call 800-506-9028. We'll see you at the Flag Day celebration now until 2 o'clock at 2852 Thunder Road in Fargo. Look for that big giant flagpole assembled by Jim the Flagpole Guy.
Right on top of that beautiful building.
God bless you, sir. MyPillow 2.0 is here. Brand new temperature regulating technology that keeps you comfortable throughout the night. Mike Lindell has done it again. Sleep is all about temperature and height. It's not a firm or soft thing. Everyone wants soft, but they need support. The patented adjustable fill is going to give you the exact support you need from the bed to your head, and it's going to stay that way throughout the night. This is where it gets really good. We've all experienced those temperature-related sleep interruptions. You get too hot, you toss and turn, you flip your pillow over. All of that is gone with the MyPillow 2.0 cooling technology. Your MyPillow 2.0 will stay cool all night long. It's truly the best pillow you'll ever own. And right now you buy one and you get one free. That's right. Buy one, get one of the MyPillow 2.0. Just use the promo code Scott at MyPillow.com. Promo code Scott, MyPillow.com, or call 800-506-9028.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mail and cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling three-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on three-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.